9:27 is our time together. Want to get in touch here with Greg today and find out how things are going down with the Rocky Mountain Naturalists and our Western Painted Turtles. How are you this morning, Greg?
Very good, Dennis. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I sure missed Turtle Day this year. Obviously, with COVID-19, we couldn't do it. And I suppose you probably missed that, too, where you get to connect with the public and the school kids, right?
Yeah, we really missed that. The Rocky Mountain Naturalists and myself and all the workers down there, we were all about to get ready for the Turtle Day, and all of a sudden this happened, and it absolutely changed everything. It's a pity.
That's why I wanted to get a hold of you, because last year when we went down for Turtle Day, it was May the 2nd, we came only to find out that the skunks had got in, and they really tore into the hatchlings. Is the situation improved this year at all?
Well, it has improved in one respect, and that is that we did a lot of, we built what I call a turtle cage. So it's a protection cage that we placed over top of the nest. But we still did have a lot of damage, even with the turtle cages. I think we put 50% of the nests were protected, or predated, rather. 50% of the nests still were predated that were down there. So we lost a lot to skunks again.
How do they get out them when you've got the cages, though? They get underneath them, Greg?
Yep, they are going right underneath, Dennis. Of the cages, of the nests that were caged, 30% were predated. 30% of the ones that were, so it did protect them to such a degree, because last year, every one that we didn't have caged, which we didn't have any of them caged, they were all gone. I think we ended up with one nest that survived last year.
Yeah, I remember getting down there and seeing that. I thought, oh, that's a shame. Well, 70% is better than last year. Gosh, Greg, so it is working. It's just trying to make the cages more solidified so the skunks can't get at them then.
Yeah, that's right. So it'll be, and another thing too, Dennis, is our fencing has to be improved also, because not only keeping the turtles in, I think maybe that might help to keep the turtle or the skunks out. If we can improve that fencing along there. There's been places over the years where it's actually falling down or leaning over, and I'm seeing like almost trails coming over there. So something is using the falling down.
Well, you monitor so closely there. I suppose you probably go there and back every day to Turtle Beach there at Elizabeth Lake. What do you have for the next couple of weeks? And is it more working on the fencing? Or are we past the hatchling time now? There, you don't have to really worry about the cages for the next little while.
Yeah, we've passed the hatchling time. So this year we had 100 nests. We've calculated that over 950 eggs were laid, and live turtles in the nest was 69, compared to last year when it was only 9. And this year we've figured out that 124 of the left on their own. So we've got a fairly good number. And so a total fledged 193 this year, compared to last year, was only 13. So it's really a lot better.
Gosh, that's good to hear. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was devastating last year.
And then with this monitoring, you know, like, we did this as an education thing for ourselves and for the young children that came down. It's a lot... We're learning all the time things that are different. So now this year you asked what I'm doing in the future. So we've got all the eggs out, and now we're waiting for the females to come up and start laying the eggs. And our earliest was May 15th. So we're down there now looking for turtle evidence coming up to lay eggs. So it could be any time. So now I've already started. I rototilled the beds, two of the beds out of five. We're just hoping that maybe that will also help for another problem that we're having this year, and that was dead eggs in the nest and dead turtles in the nest. And I'm thinking it might be, I've got two possible ideas, and one is that it could be we had a cold snap sometime during their hatching period, and that could have killed the eggs. and the other is maybe moisture in the water. So maybe that the sand is holding too much moisture. So I've rototilled it and tried to relieve that. So we're always trying something different and really interesting.
Thank you for updating us. I guess we can call this our virtual turtle day then, because we couldn't all meet together. I really appreciate you coming on short notice, and I know you're on your way back down there again, Greg. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Dennis, and I really do appreciate the public's interest in turtles at Elizabeth Lake.
Okay, thank you, Greg. Yeah, okay. From the Rocky Mountain Naturalist joining us live on air and getting set to go back down and trying to take good care of our western painted turtles.